This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 7th of June, 2016.
So, open forum. Obviously, this is where anybody, members of the public, parish, or people who brought up for us, can be discussed. So, anybody have anything to say?
Like to say anything?
I was going to say something about the car park, proposed car park for the parish hall, proposed parish hall. Not quite sure what's happened to that, because they were, according to the website, they were supposed to be having a meeting on the 4th of January. The agenda's there, but no minutes, so I'm not sure whether it did happen.
The meeting did take place, we are awaiting the approved minutes.
Right. I've heard a rumour that there's the car park, if it goes ahead, will probably need to house about 44 cars. Does that sound familiar to anybody?
The in advance to the community hall, when they were going through the proposals, it was mainly Highways that put forward the proposal that for a hall of that size. I think it was something, it was in the 30s, wasn't it? It was something like
30. It was 40, 40.
Was it 40?
I thought it was 43.
Okay. That's what they would require. This is up to the this is the point at which the committee hall has arrived, the committee has arrived at the moment. I mean, obviously, the whole project basically stands or falls on whether they were able to get land, which is, as far as I understand it, something like an impasse at the moment. Unable to be resolved by us, or I suspect them. But certainly, if they were to have the hall, they would need to have parking that would take 40 cars.
No parking anywhere else, is there?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, nobody would use it without the car park anyway, so it would be a dead duck.
Quite. Well, if it is 44, I have a friend who has a white lining business, which is rather useful when you're coming out to work in. How big it is, and it would be somewhere between 750 and 800 square metres, depending, and nobody knows at this stage, how many disabled parking bays the council would insist on. He worked out on the basis of four being sort of 10%, because they require another metre in between each bays. And to give you an idea of what that looks like, the car park, the pub, is about 700. And that, to me, I know I've got a vested interest because I overlook it, as do three of my neighbours. So I'll declare that, by the way. But it seems to be completely over the top of what's, you know, if that's anticipating the usage of the hall, who knows? But it seems a huge chunk of that field. Of course, it spoils the view, and there'll be noise and everything else.
I mean, obviously, the whole project has been debated fairly hotly from the start, as you'd be aware. You know, questionnaires have been sent out, opinions have been sought. I mean, they've been quite diligent in doing the work up to this point. And to be honest, I think it is up in the air, because, you know, land would have to be made available, and there's nowhere else in the village that land would be made available. So, you know, I mean, the main thing is we would note your concerns, which may very well be shared by others, I couldn't possibly say, but I mean, it's part of the.
Well, it is shared by my neighbours, as you might expect.
Well, it's part of the dialogue, isn't it?
That
goes on about the whole project, basically.
I can take that back to the Community Hall Project Committee as a particular concern. I'm not quite sure exactly what I can say about this at this moment in time, but it is obviously something that we are aware of on that committee, that what we don't want to do is have a large urban type car parking arrangement surrounding that area. It would be inappropriate in the site that it is. So we are looking at ways in which sufficient car parking can be set aside without creating an urban-type car park on that area. And we are well aware of the proximity of the houses and all the rest of it, so we are looking at ways that in which things like noise and access can be mitigated. Part of the reason for having a car park that would be large for that site is to make sure that we don't get problems with people parking in residential roads in the area. Because one of the things that we would not want to happen would be to build a village hall that became popular, and then every time an event was held, people dropping cars on lawns and side roads willy-nilly. So to a certain extent there, I think we're looking at making sure there is, if anything, an oversupply rather than providing future problems for parking.
I mean, they've had that trouble at Rattray. They've had to double the size of the car park from what they originally had. I mean, I wouldn't like to get 44 cars in the pub car park.
No.
I wouldn't say that was big
enough. I wouldn't say that was big enough.
I wouldn't say that was big enough.
No.
I mean, he's a chap I know described how it would fit in the most economical site for space. Mm-hmm. There could be four rows, two together in two blocks. And obviously drive in and out. It's 2.2 to 2.4 metres wide and 4 metres long for each
side. Yeah, it's still
and it's how it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the initial scoping that we have done on that has proposed an alternative arrangement to that, to try and create something which is not as... not in the same block format, but to look at a different arrangement that would be able to be landscaped so that it could be screened from the field direction from the road and also would be screened by the site itself from the road.
So are you talking about ready-made trees then, or are you waiting for little sticks to grow?
There would obviously be a period when...
Yeah, I mean, that would be years, wouldn't it?
But, of course, these things are looked at in terms of years worth of development. No one's going to develop a hall for instant.
No, I mean, you can actually get ready-made trees and ready-made bushes because they're quite high.
Yes, I don't know what you'll be looking at, and I would like to be something that will be in later planning. Mm. But the way we're looking at arranging it at the moment is to try and make sure that what we've not ended up with is a large block of car park in the sort of the pub type way that would not be suitable. If you look at something like the tennis club next door to it, they have parking on a grassed area rather than a tarmac car park, and there are ways of producing a parking area which has a stable surface but one which isn't an asphalt surface. So we're looking at things like that to make sure that it would be much more suitable for that particular site.
But it won't affect the square footage required, then?
No, the square footage required is significant. Mm-hmm. And that, as the chairman says, is we are aware of a significant barrier because the space that has been allocated as part of the agreement with Linden Homes was grossly insufficient for both the hall and its parking. It was. I don't know. We have no idea, and the members of Southampton Council who came out to look at it had no idea how that particular size has been determined, but the site as it stands is not large enough to house both the hall and its parking.
It's not large enough for the hall.
I mean, the whole thing involves permanent availability of land, which I mean is out with the influence of anybody really. The whole committee,
absolutely.
I mean, only it's the landowner basically.
The landowner and tenants.
And exactly. So I mean, that's something which, well, candidly, may never happen.
Mm. Could I just explain then, Mr. Spryer, that Councillor Grant is a parish councillor,
yes,
but he's our representative on the hall management group as well, just in case you get a little confused as to how he knows so much about it.
Anyway, I mean, obviously, your concerns will be minuted here and also passed on to the Community Hall Project Committee, so... Thank you. Any other matters for the open forum? I haven't had any brought up.
But I don't know whether you want to put it on the highways. A parishioner has complained about the amount and the speed of taxes going up Bow Hill.
Well, funny enough, I had a discussion with a parishioner about this today, and I know there has been a great increase in traffic up Bow Hill since Canmore,
which I wasn't aware of,
which is now a charity, there's an awful lot of taxi traffic going up and down, and taxis are not renowned for being slow. The suggestion was originally made to try and get the owners or whoever they may be of Cannamore to have a word with the taxi drivers. I think on mature reflection, telling taxi drivers to slow down is more likely to have the opposite effect. To be honest, I think it can be counterproductive. I don't know if anybody countermanded that idea. I think possibly it might be left well alone.
Did they come from Top Nassau taxis?
They come from all over the place.
I wondered why they necessarily had to go up Bow Hill, because if they were coming down...
They come from the other end as well.
Oh, right,
they
okay.
They come from Sign of the Owl,
okay.
And they come up.
Right.
But to be honest with you, I think, well, personally, my experience of trying to tell taxi drivers to slow down is usually counterproductive.
Is it worth just mentioning it to Cannamore House that we are aware of the speed?
Well, I think the problem is they're going to then get to pass it on.
Mm.
And I mean,
when you tell taxi drivers to slow down, are you winding down your window, yelling this to them in passing, or
are you,
do you normally go up
road,
to them quite
using your road rage?
Hey, no, I didn't say road rage. I was just asking in
the polite terms.
Yes,
I'm undoubtedly polite.
Of course.
No.
What about the reply?
Invariably,
to be fair, Chairman, I don't think it's only taxi drivers. I think there's quite a lot of people work there as well now, and they do.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if the general consensus is that we ought to mention it, then I think perhaps, I mean, if that's the mood of the council, then perhaps we should mention it.
Could I suggest that technically this should come up once we get into the council meeting?
Yes.
If you want to make decisions.
Sure. Okay, we'll bring that up under highways. Anything else for the open forum? Okay. I should point out at this point that if members of the public wish to leave, they're more than welcome to do so. But once the council meeting starts, then not allowed to chip in without wishing to sound too scrupulously about it.
But one is allowed to stay.
Yes.
One
is
of course,
more than
yes. Of course you are.
We welcome all to see the arcane workings of parish council. Okay. Apologies for absence. We have
Councillor
Vint. Declaration of interest.
No, she yet. I don't think it's likely, but
minutes of the meeting held on the 3rd of May. Could I have a the true record of what went on?
Yes, Chairman.
And second, Councillor.
Has the date of the following meeting been amended?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, that's it. A later edition.
Always some confusion.
I think it ought to be in blotting paper, aren't they?
Would you like to do the rest later?
No. There are ways of doing these things.
Actually, me.
Oh, it's teeth. This was on me, wasn't it?
It went on a bit, yeah. It was the ATM.
Okay, matters arising therefrom.
Right. We can deal with Coma View under planning, can't we?
Flooding to gardens at Churchwall? That was in the open forum.
Yep. This bit here, I've got no information on anything there.
Oh, yes, this was the flooding
from the
Higher Moor
path
down into Church Walk. Managed to look into that, Councillor Steele, at all?
I'm still waiting an answer, Chairman.
Okay.
Who are you waiting an answer from?
The planning department, when they get through the files to find out. I would imagine it's the management company that they'll be dealing with. So we will wait and see.
C. So
there's no water coming out there at the moment, is there?
No. It's rain, dear boy.
It's been very convenient
to the weather to arrange that.
Just checking.
So basically that is still under review and we'll perhaps sort of bring it up again next time.
Yeah.
Actually, there's one slight alteration to the minutes that you received from the two. In fact, one was getting the date correct for this meeting. The other one, they are draft minutes, you get, and they're open to change. The other one was requested by Councillor Seagerberry, asking that we should write in that the donation that you made to the Church Council is in recognition of the use of the vestry. She didn't want it just sort of like a sort of handout as a charitable thing.
Sure.
So that was included. Highway matters will come to the Woodland Bath meeting when we get to Highways. We have had a response.
I think it probably comes under Highways, and I can't actually remember where it was last meeting, but then I'm of a certain age now. The subject was brought up about brown signs. The California Cross, we've given the Cross and California
that
Cross.
That was under Highway.
Yeah. I have spoken to Mr. Whittacombe, who seemed quite enthusiastic about it. Whether he was going to do it. He said he was going to do something about it. Whether he has or not, I don't know.
I have a feeling that was the meeting before last.
Well, it was. The brown sign at California Cross, or one of them, has been done.
Right.
I haven't seen the ones at Kidderford Cross, and we were going to liaise with Ugbrook Parish.
Well, he does the work for both, so I think he may have done it.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't paying too much attention last time I went by. There was a mini stuffed in the hedge there.
Yes, rather.
I don't know how he ended up.
I don't know how he ended up in there.
He missed the sign and kind of missed.
Rather Mr. Whittacombe than me on that road. I must have.
Yeah.
Anything else from the minutes?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Long minutes, but concise.
Well, most of it was waffle, because most of it was me. Okay. Report.
I have a report from Councillor Flint. Most of it has nothing to do with us. Because it's obviously the whole county thing.
Councillor Flint is the county council that represents our area, so he gives us a report and very occasionally comes.
Might mean something.
Because he doesn't have transport, he doesn't come very often. Most of Councillor Vint's report generally is about Totnes. And indeed, mostly it's about Totnes.
It seems to be about the changes to the road running up through Totnes.
Yeah.
Very hot topic in Totnes.
Absolutely.
I thought that was laid to rest.
No.
Are they still fighting to go back the other way?
What's the next step now?
There won't be one, will there?
Oh, definitely considering it.
Just people getting cross.
Should be pedestrianised,
This is the bit that I'll just draw my attention to. Pothole Action Fund.
Ooh.
Devon County Council has just allocated £22,962 to the Totnes Rural Division, Totnes, Harberton, Berry Pomeroy, Ditford and North Hewish parishes for 2016-17 for minor road repairs. This is not a lot per parish. I can forward town councillors further information, but I will also need guidance from Devon County Council about this how this money should be allocated.
Can we get ours in quick?
Well, in regard to that, I know they have filled in the potholes from Barons Hill to
Woodland, but have they filled in the middle of the road? What about the middle of the road?
So they drove all the way up there, chucked in there, and then there's another one there, and another one over there. And they drove by. They must have gone in. That's gone boom, boom.
It may not have been the statutory depth.
They have to be a statutory depth.
Yes, they do.
They're bloody deep, I know.
It has to be 30 centimetres long, doesn't it? So many centimetres deep, otherwise it's not considered a pothole.
What about the side of the road, which is all given way all the way along?
That's not a drain.
With regard to Councillor Vince's report, I think that's about it as far as...
Does it say anything about how we access that money?
I think maybe you could ask me to write to him to put it, because if we could gain a certain amount of money, we could and fly the same linksman for further work.
Sure. Mm. Mm. Well, maybe we should write to council.
That's well worth a try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bishop, yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. Not too much to report, really. A very interesting appeal decision from the planning front last week when the Fulsley wind turbine was granted approval. I'm quite astounded, really, because we turned it down at council once. They came in back with another application on a different site in the next field. We wanted more information. The applicant went for non-determination, the fact that we hadn't determined it. We needed more information. Went before a planning inspector, and he's approved it. The locals are not very happy, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand why. But we thought turbine applications were dead and buried, but obviously not. They will. I believe there's two more pending, not in this parish, but not too far away. So it'll be interesting to see if we turn it down, they'll go to appeal, and if we get the same inspector, they'll get passed, won't they? We will wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot of housing developments coming forward. We went to a site visit in Kingsbridge last week, which comes before committee tomorrow. Very interesting site, very steep site. The viability assessment tells us that 11% affordable is okay. So it'll be interesting to see which way councillors go with that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. In Ironbridge, the Persimmons one at Woodlands Road apparently is coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
Persimmons have listened to what the committee said, hopefully. We will wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an awful lot going on in the housing front. Other than that, Chairman, there's been scrutiny meetings at South Hams that one or two members got a bit carried away with. They get a bit parochial. The Dartmouth members are quite keen to get a lot of money spent in Dartmouth, but most members feel that Dartmouth gets a lot of South Hams anyway. It needs to be spread more around the parishes, and they got rather upset about that, but that's their problem, not ours. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report, unless somebody's got any questions.
The Persimmons at Woodland Road, what was wrong to begin with then? Because I thought it was going ahead.
No, it wasn't. It was turned down, the committee turned it down on design, and the fact that the affordable was stuck down. They run it in front, down in the worst part of the site. That shouldn't happen. They should be scattered around the site.
Next to the A38.
No, that's the other one. That's the Gobble Lane.
No, this is to Tesco.
But they didn't go to appeal. They've listened to what the committee said, and they are going to bring back another application, which will hopefully do.
And how many houses? That was 200?
No, that was 70 houses.
70.
The one at Gobble Lane is nearly 200 houses.
It's been fairly contentious from the start, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. You've got people that live in new houses that were built in the last 10 years on one side of the road objecting to houses being built on the other side of the road.
Because I understand that there's been quite a lot of activity from Natural England, isn't it, now about some of these sites being near the A38?
Mm-hmm.
Due with air quality and
yes.
Gosh, well, Bare Roots, as I call it, that little bit by the A38. I mean, it's literally right on the A38, isn't it?
No, Beirut is too steep, two roads up from my clinic. That's Beirut.
You're getting parochial, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Planning.
Oh, no, I should do that.
Yeah.
We have a new chairman and vice chairman of the council.
All right.
At the May meeting, we voted in my fellow ward member, Councillor Smurden, as chairman.
Mm-hmm.
And the vice chairman is Councillor Cuthbert from Ironbridge.
Okay. Would you be kind enough to pass on our congratulations?
I will. Okay. Councillor Smurden's finding it quite difficult to cope with all he's got to do, I think. He's got quite a busy life.
Do we expect a visit at some time?
Oh, he'll be here, yeah. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah.
Technically, he's our
coaster
as well.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, pass on
that. I will. Thank you.
Planning applications and decisions.
There were only the two that we dealt with mm-hmm. during the space between the last meeting and this. That one needs to be recorded, really, because you've all decided what to do with it.
Yeah, well, this was the site meeting we did at Comma View. Which was application for outline planning permission to retain accommodation on the site I think we were all very impressed with the farm. And I think, we had no reservations at all, as far as I could see.
But the other one...
Can I just add that that application has been approved?
Good.
No objections, it was done...
Can I record that it's approved?
Last week?
Can I record that it's approved now?
Yes.
Or should I wait for further instructions?
Well, I've been told it's been approved, right. I got an email to approve it, so...
This is when you made an executive decision.
I made an executive decision. I know you find this extraordinary. This is to do with Penson, which we also did a site visit for. And we supported with some, the old reservation. But it also then came under
listed buildings.
Consent. I mean, we'd obviously approved it, so I thought, well, obviously it was essentially doing the whole thing again, just under the listed building consent. So, we'd already agreed with the reservations and kind of rubber stamped that.
Well, it's the same reservation as last time, wasn't it?
The reservation was that the orangery wasn't linked to the aircraft hangar.
Agricultural building.
That's it. That's the one.
Agricultural question mark.
Yeah, that would suffice.
The question mark. The biggest thing there.
Made Lenin Palace look small.
But that had been passed, hadn't it? The garage. Really? Agricultural building.
An agricultural building had been passed, I think that building was twice as big as he got permission for.
But they can just look
The plan officer has noted. And she knew when she went on site and they'll be back with a tape measure.
You took a pretty big tape measure.
There'll be a surveyor's chain for that,
I think. Correspondence?
Only the one.
Right,
oh, no, there's only one, sorry.
We have received an email from a parishioner.
The parishioner.
Which relates to the accounts. It was addressed to Tony. I'll read it anyway, without the name of the parishioner. I was just reviewing the new accounts on the Parish Council website and had a couple of questions that I hope you may be able to answer. In section 2 of the account statement 2015-16, there's not an entry for staff costs. However, the clerk is paid an annual sum for this work that he does, for the work he does. Can you confirm why this is not being included? Well, there are inaccuracies in that. And also, there was another query about section 3 of the accounts, which apparently is recommendations to us from the external auditor about how we produce the accounts. The clerk is going to look into the issues that she brings up, and if you approve, then I will apply. It's a question of whether we put certain things on the website, whether we are required to put things on the website, whether we choose to put things on the website. It's the same issue that we've had before, in a sense. But if you're happy for me to get the information from the clerk, and I mean, if I feel that there's anything too contentious, I'll obviously get around, otherwise I will reply.
On the first one, you stated quite clearly in your annual report last month that we had no paid employees.
No, that's right. So that's the first part. The other thing is, as section 3 is recommendations to us, it isn't mandatory to us in the first place, and it is recommendations to the council specifically, not to the parishioners. So it's advice. And it's really a matter of whether or not we choose to put advice to us in the public domain.
Is there anything that we would not wish to be in the public domain?
I don't think there's anything that we would, but it's a question of whether we should always dance to somebody's tune, I guess.
I mean, I suppose one of those things that when we were doing the website and all the rest, we were looking at trying to make sure there's as much on there as possible. To try and avoid that kind of query.
I think the answer is, if we look into, if I can have a look, because I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, what section 3 is, and if it's just notes in the margin of this is what we suggest you do in future, then I think doesn't need to go on.
Section 3 is not required evidence. We don't have to put it there. Section 3 is simply the certificate we get from the auditors saying that we've been good boys and girls and we've done the job properly. The bit that is in addition to that is addressed purely to you, saying that in the past this has happened, maybe you ought to do it differently next time, but it leaves you to make that decision. One of the things that I think is probably well known is considers the so-called remuneration that I'm supposed to have. Now, you know the situation as well as I do. And it seems silly that, again, this is being brought up when there's no point in...
Well, it's been addressed repeatedly.
Yes.
And it isn't an annual sum.
And we can't run a PAYE system if no one is being paid. That's the fact of it. I mean, you don't run a PAYE system for non-existent stuff. I mean, you could do it. It costs you £120 a month a year to use Southampton to do it, and there'd be nothing ended on it, which would be a bit of a waste of your money.
Well, we have had this discussion.
Yeah, over and over.
So, I mean, if you're happy for me to address it, that's... I mean, more than five,
very happy for you too.
Okay. If I think there's anything that might be more contentious than usual, I'll probably just do it anyway.
But so I'd say once again that with the website, there's no limit for the amount that we can publish on there. And there are no restrictions in that respect. So if you want anything put on there, you can do that.
We don't want to be seen to not put things on, but there's no point in putting things on just for the sake of it. Was there any other correspondence?
No, it's very quiet.
Oh,
lovely.
Okay, so finance.
Right, you had a balance carried forward of £8,918.78. We had a nice tax-free interest of 36p.
Well, it's gone up.
Well, yeah, you're not paying debts anymore. and we had precepts, the first part of the precepts this time. But the precept came with the cost of the DOLC membership taken out before they gave us the money. It gets a bit complicated because they don't actually tell us how much the DOLC membership costs. I have to turn somersaults to try to find that out. But anyway, we ended up with a precept of £678.05. That's a half year's precept. But as I say, the DOLC funding should be on top of that. We've had a few things that have gone out of the account since then. The Lengthsman. Oh no, we also have £1,000 given us eventually for the Lengthsman via Deptford. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then expenses, election expenses for last May have finally come through. They were £545.16. The insurance for the parish council as such, which we have to have, was £418.57. The donation you made to the church, £220.
Use of the vestry, you mean?
Use of the vestry, yes, that's right. And the Lengthsman bill finally came through as £1,188. That included that, which I will came back. So his bill's going to be marginally under the £1,000. So at the moment, the balance is £8,225.46. I'll put it out clearly because, from my point of view, the minutes are in fact our cash book. I put everything in the minutes, and I mean, it's a sort of continual monthly cash book in the minutes. Of course, that £8,225.46, £149.40 belongs to the P3 fund, as it has been for the last 5 years, at least, and not been spent, or more, yeah. But anyway, we're solvent for the time being, and there shouldn't be any problem that I can foresee.
Thank you. Highway matters.
Right, one thing. And one thing only, at the last meeting you asked me to write to Devon Highways concerning the Woodland Bathroom to Barons Hill Road. Well, I wrote to them there, I don't know where they had to apply it.
Okay. This relates obviously to the road as stated, and I mean, was it about a week ago, 10 days ago, they came and filled in the potholes? Anyway, with that background, it's from Darren Cole. Hi Tony, thank you, it's good to be back. My fractured shoulder appears to feel well
for a long time.
As I'm sure you're aware, the majority of the road is outside the North Hewish boundary and is dealt with by Nick Colton, NHO for Uggbra, section of road between Woodland Button and Barnes Hill appears to be split between us. I will arrange to inspect the road with Nick as soon as possible. Unfortunately, all we're able to do at present is identify any Category 1 defects and arrange for their repair.
Category 1 is potholes, basically.
Kind regards, Darren. So that may be... What date was this?
I've had a little while now.
10th of May. So, obviously, the little bit of action that's taken place was subsequent to this. So I suppose at least he has acted on it.
Well, we asked them in the letter to take the whole road seriously, and I mean, our attitude was that...
Lethal. Absolutely lethal. If a cyclist go down there, they could be killed.
I mean, they have little excuse not to do something about it now that they've inspected it, because, I mean, obviously they had inspected it and done the potholes.
Yeah.
Therefore, they should realise that it's like a bleeding cart track.
Can we find out from them what is the result of their inspection?
I think another follow-up letter would probably be sensible.
Notices of to work, what else is planned?
Because obviously it's going to be a matter of days before the potholes start to disintegrate again.
Because they are resurfacing, they've resurfaced a bit at Wadden Crossnet for it.
Yeah, lovely bit of road from Clunkermore down to North Hewish.
Yeah.
A racetrack on the horse.
And
the road through to
Jim. Oh, whoever uses that.
I think that's on a 10-year...
Talking of which, Jonathan, the bit that they've done from Clunkmore all the way through to North Hewish has been surfaced, got a surface on it, and that isn't slippery.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
The bit from Wetcombe down to the other one is still slippery.
Yeah, we don't want you going too slow past Wetcombe. We're on by. Let's keep going.
Bit in the middle of the road between Barrens and Wood, has that been some of it?
It is a bit hit and miss, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think it's better it was.
I think we're probably sensible to thank him for what he's done.
And Dan's a lovely guy.
And to say what further action is
following on from this is white lining and slow signs and everything else on the road. Should we write and ask, is there any, if we're following on from taxi drivers driving too fast? I mean, is that something to look at? Or
if I were an engineer looking at that road, I wouldn't think anyone could go fast like it.
Is there any slow markings anywhere along it? Or
along which road?
Woodland Park.
No.
No.
So you get a 30-mile sign.
No, at all.
Well, that is quite sharp.
The road up to up Bow Hill, it isn't wide enough to take white lines anyway.
I don't think you can get the whole word slow into
it. It's basically single track, more or less.
Got to help any dog walkers that are going down.
We always throw a stinger out from time to time, I suppose.
Should it be a policeman?
A what matter?
Police matter?
What are those?
Well, the fact is, now.
There's enough blue lights you went past the pub the other day. They're around.
Past it?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm glad they just kept going as well.
Is it late?
No.
No.
I don't have any of that.
Thank you. So if you could do that, any other highway matters?
I don't think so. No, there's mentioned everything to me.
So I'll go around North Village.
Yeah.
Manor Farm.
Some treasure underneath that road somewhere, no, David?
No, I think it's mud. I think it's been kicked out already, don't worry.
Items for future meetings. Well, I suppose we've still got the warship in Church Walk. Anything else?
Yeah, I'll scotch it up about that.
Money from Downtown Council?
Yeah. And the follow up on any correspondence we send back. So, date for the next meeting, I have in brackets here, 5th of July.
Is it the 5th or the 4th?
No, the 4th we come back.
5th is Tuesday, I may not be able to attend that meeting on that date, but...
You'll be missed.
Yeah. Holiday again. Crystal?
I wish, in July, not likely.
Oh, well, the gate, has that been fixed on the...
It's still pending.
Okay, that's all right, just checking.
These things, as I've already said to you, they take planning.
Preparation.
Nothing happens without planning.
You're building the blast furnace to forge the
steel. Yes. He's mining it himself.
If you really want to know the truth, that's the grass.
Yeah,
that's a good talk, though.
Grass for us today.
He's been bet three times.
He's been up to me today, dear boy.
Made a good job of it.
He's a good bloke.
I'm a bit worried that the bill is going to get much. He's coming up for it.
You won't get a bill until probably November.
I don't know why.
Seems quite supportive. He doesn't actually send his bills out for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.